Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, what did you like? What did you not like, D'Amico Ryans? And then this will be the last day we're talking Tampa, probably. We need to move on to Jacksonville. But Monday night game, so everything's kind of pushed back a day. D'Amico Ryans, things you liked, things you didn't like so much.
Yeah, overall snapshot, what I liked from our special teams unit, right? The way our special teams unit, you know, really ignited a fire in our team. They gave us a chance to win the game. Like, Noel returning the football there did a outstanding job of setting the team up to be able to get a block punt there and the pressure to punt another time. Really outstanding job to force a missed field goal. Man, you talk about impact plays in a special teams game. That was huge for us. Offensively, what I liked, we got in the end zone. Yeah. We did get in the end zone, which we didn't do the first week. So definitely taking strides there. CJ to Nico, that connection. Really nice touchdown there. Seeing Chubb run the football well again. Another week and get in the end zone. Some positives there. How our communication, how urgent we were getting in and out of the huddle, right, to give ourselves the time that we needed. Thought that was an improvement from week one. And defensively, I thought we improved on the third downs as we continue to progress through the game. Didn't start great, but third down, we did improve on the third down, giving ourselves a chance to get off the field to get the offense the ball back.
All right, so that was D'Amico Ryans. We'll get to what he didn't like in just a second. But I'll say this, the part about the offensive, the operation, you know, prior to the snap of the football.
Yeah, that was a lot less frenzied. And that was one of the things that I really, really wanted to see because I promised people that that's what we would see headed into week one, and we didn't.
Should they have played more in the pre? Two things. Should the, because we're still talking about operational stuff in going into week three of getting out of the huddle.
Yeah.
Getting out of the huddle. A, should they have played more in the preseason games, the first team offense? And B, should the first team offense maybe have gotten some snaps against the second string defense at some point?
Just ones versus camp? Twos, yeah.
You know, just to gain a little confidence that CJ was talking
about? I thought
that,
you know, and I kind of floated that idea, and some people thought like, well, that's, I don't know, that's it feels like
you learn by doing hard
things. Putting them in a remedial class or whatever. It doesn't have to feel that way to the offense. They don't have to need to know that's what you're doing. Going ones versus twos happens a lot, depending on which team you're on. So,
this is the first camp I ever remember a coach doing like exclusively one, twos, twos, threes, threes.
I don't know. I can't remember. I guess it varied from year to year.
Yeah.
I don't think it didn't have to look like it was a remedial thing or anything. Yeah. I thought that that might have been a good thing in the first couple weeks of camp, especially because there's times like, okay, if you learn how to, you know, trying to learn how to ride a unicycle before you learn how to ride a bike.
Right.
I'm guessing it's harder. There's certain things that...
You're on fire today.
I don't know. Fact check me on that. Unicyclists out there, tell me... Are there any unicyclists who didn't first learn how to ride a bicycle? I desperately need to talk to you and do a podcast with you. My dad was a real bastard.
Threw me straight on the unicycle.
That feels like something Tiger Woods' dads would do.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
All these other kids are riding bikes. Oh, like, no, dude. There's a unicycle, Tiger.
Marv Marinovich is throwing Todd up on a unicycle.
So, yeah, I thought that, like, in terms of just getting everything down and just seeing, like, seeing how things operate, getting things working so you can feel doing it right, maybe they could have done a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Because it felt like they were bashing their head against the wall the first couple of weeks. The other part, though, too, is that I think, you know, sometimes practicing with more crowd noise at practice and everything, all those things can help out a lot. You want to simulate real-world conditions. So we still haven't seen them execute well on the road, like the pre-snap stuff,
yeah,
where the communication issues are more of an issue. And it's all of these things. It's these little things that snowball into big things. It's communicating to somebody that he needs to, you know, a wide receiver needs to move in 5 yards. All of that stuff. Every time something like that takes 2 extra seconds, it starts adding up. You know, when you're talking about getting to the line of scrimmage with 20 seconds left on the play clock, those seconds add up when there's a miscommunication or it's like it's harder to communicate. And they just, on the road, they didn't handle it well. At home, in a pleasant environment, they did a lot better. Jacksonville, probably not going to be as loud as it was in L.A., but still, there's going to be way more noise than there is at home.
Let me give you a variable for that Jacksonville game. Then we'll get into what D'Amico didn't like here in just a second. This is the first trip back to Jacksonville since the Azeez Al-Shaair-Trevor Lawrence incident last year.
And Brian Thomas Jr. looks terrified to touch the football.
But I'm talking about from a crowd involvement standpoint. Like, do you think that Jacksonville, I'm guessing they're talking about this leading up to this game. I'm guessing that's a huge talking point, is this is the first time these two teams have faced off since what was, let's be honest, it was the story in the NFL the next 2 days on all the debate shows.
Mm-hmm.
Should Azeez Al-Shaair be suspended for the rest? He ended up getting suspended 3 games. Should he be suspended for the rest of the year? Is he the dirtiest player in football? Nick Caserio had a press conference just to sit there and basically MF the NFL over the statement they put out about Azeez Al-Shaair. Like, this was a huge, huge deal, and this is the first time these two teams will be playing, and it's in the very stadium where it happened last year.
I think
they'll
be amped up for it. A lot of Jaguars fans are convinced that the Texans are the dirtiest team in all of football, and they choose to ignore that Trevor Lawrence didn't go on IR because of his concussion.
That's true.
He went on IR because his shoulder was a mess.
That did not end his season.
His shoulder was bad enough that he was already playing like crap in that game. The best thing that could have happened for that team to have a chance at winning was for Trevor Lawrence to stop playing football.
Mac Jones gave them a chance
in that game. But that's not how they remember it.
No.
So I think they're going to be amped up for that. There will be a lot of... a lot of booze raining down on Azeez Al-Shaair.
No doubt.
But I do think that Brian Thomas Jr., for whatever reason now, is terrified to catch the football.
That's something to watch.
And one of the things is Liam Cohen is having him run routes over the middle more than he used to have to before.
They're asking
him to have a more physically courageous style of football.
Yep.
And he's got to go up against Azeez Al-Shaair, who hangs out in the middle of the field. There you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He does. He hangs out in the middle of the field and he tackles people.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Texans tackling on Monday. Not great. Not great. And it kept DeMeco Ryans up at night, I would imagine. Here's DeMeco on the tackling.
I wish it was just one. I think the thing that stuck to me was just drives like, man, tackling. Like, that's the part that just continued to eat at me is just, like, the tackling, where we tackle really well the first week.
Right.
And then you come out the second week, and it was not good enough, right? And it wasn't winning football. And ultimately, that's what the game came down to is tackling. So that's the one that that sticks me. But something we definitely – we have to – well, I know we can do it. It's just a matter of, man, are you consistently dialed in? How bad do you want to get the guy down? Right. How – urgent are you to wrap guys up? Right. Like, a lot of times trying to tackle with one arm, which doesn't work in this league, and our guys know that, right? We didn't need more evidence to show that it doesn't work. It doesn't work. So we got to wrap guys up, take them to the ground.
I watched that on YouTube in the first 15 seconds when he realizes his answer is tackling.
Yeah.
He looks so depressed.
Oh, yeah. That's something that hits him.
I mean, he's
personally
an inside linebacker. Right. You know, he was one of the best tacklers in football back in the day.
And his teams have not been good tackling teams over the last couple of years.
They've not.
And, you know, I annoyingly complain about it all the time. Partly because, yes, for that very dynamic you just said, it seems like of all things that DeMeco's team would be bad at, tackling shouldn't be one of them.
Correct.
And yet it is. And I think that I think for DeMeco, it's a reminder. Okay, the tackling was pretty good in week one. In week two, it fell apart really, really glaringly so at the end of the game. That it's not one of these things that you fix and then you don't think about it again. It's just constant emphasis all the time. And as the season goes on, it's harder and harder because you're practicing in pads less and less. But it's all about you can practice good tackling without pads and without going to the ground or even without contact. It's about, in practice, getting the right approach, following through with your feet, not just tagging off on guys. And, DeMeco said you got to have the want to. I think all those guys want to. Problem is they want to hit guys first and foremost.
Yeah.
The one thing if you go back and watch Ronnie Lott play, the cool thing about Ronnie Lott is people love to say, oh, he'd never make it in today's NFL, which is complete garbage, because his whole philosophy was I'm gonna turn a form tackle into a huge hit.
Yeah.
Ronnie Lott got big hits because he was first and foremost in position to make a form tackle. And then just by driving his legs through and uncoiling into guys, he had some huge hits too. He wasn't launching at people with an elbow or head first or anything like that. It started with good form tackling, and it's inattention to detail. And it's not acceptable by this squad. I've been harder on the defense in some ways than the offense, even though they've played better, because I know they're capable of much, much more than they've shown the first couple
of
weeks.
Not only is it not acceptable, they can't have it if they want to win games. Like, it's essential that they tackle well just to stay in and win close football games.
If this team is going to be carried by the defense, they can't be just a pretty good defense.
They gotta
be the absolute best.
Okay, let's stick with this, because along those lines, we're 2 weeks in and narratives are starting to form.
Narratives
based on records here.
Okay,
what are the narratives that we're seeing since that win by Tampa Bay that change if Henry Toa tackles Baker Mayfield on 4th and 10? We'll do that coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.